All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, queens.
How's it going?
Queen boo-boos. Shit, that's funny. It's going good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How was your week? How was your weekend?
My week was trash as fuck. I was dragged this week, and I will tell you guys all about it on Patreon, but it's been a week. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. The shit that went down threw me for a loop.
Upside down.
So if you want that tea, join us over on Patreon. But other than that, it's just been a regular week. Work and work.
I feel like, wait, we did our... Oh, okay. Yes, this is true. Work has been the same. My week has been equally uneventful. Just work. And I'm working this weekend, which sucks a dick. But last week we told y'all we were going to the D-Nice concert, so it'll be really cute to recap that. What a time. My heart was full. I danced the night away.
Yes.
It was so special.
I'm so glad we went.
I'm so glad that we went.
I wasn't expecting that at all. Like, when I saw the lineup, there were a few people that I'm into. I think I was just excited that there was a concert happening and being at the Hollywood Bowl.
Vibes.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's always a nice venue, and this is good to like for us to go. So I was glad y'all were down. But I wasn't expecting to have that much fun. Like, and everybody that I've seen since then, people were even in my DMs like, wow, that looked lit.
It was just such pure fun.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, it was just like, you didn't have to do much. It was all the fun was coming to you. All you had to do was absorb. That's how
I
felt.
All you had to do was be present.
Everybody was a sponge.
Everybody was up out of their seats, dancing, auntie vibes.
I just felt like I was just taking it all in, like, pour it on to me. That's how I felt. I felt like I was just taking it all in. And it was just such a great time. And I was just in pure bliss.
I had a ball.
Pure bliss.
I had a ball.
It wasn't like being too drunk either. Like, you know how you get real fucked up? It was like the perfect amount of buzz, dance, good times,
yeah,
vibes.
It was kept controlled.
Oh my God.
It was kept controlled. The music was good.
I know it was good. You know what was really nice is that it was fun across generations.
Yeah, everybody had fun.
It was so good. It was millennials there. We had some Gen Z, some Gen Y, some W's, some boomers.
Some aunties, some uncles, and some grandma.
You know, it was, remember Generation X. You don't remember that when the Spice Girls did that for Pepsi? That was a big commercial. Anyway, I ended up seeing my director there, y'all. She said they had a great time.
I bet.
We talked about it all day on Monday. And
I was on a high.
A high?
Just to be knocked the fuck down the following day.
I know. It was the following day? You're making me high.
Yes.
It was the next day?
Yes.
Wow, just took the air right out of you.
I had a good time, though.
It was a blast.
I'm proud of D-Nice, like I know him. I'm happy for him because I don't follow him on Instagram, but the way that this show came about was because, you know, when we were initially in quarantine, he was DJing on Instagram Live for hours, providing people with pure entertainment. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because I was listening to The Breakfast Club and Ingrid was on there, Ingrid Best, the vice president of Combs Enterprises, the spirits division. And she was saying that initially she had presented, once D-Nice had first started doing these concerts,
Club Quarantine,
she had on Instagram, she had presented him with a check, like, you know, let us get you a sponsorship, we got a check for you. And he was like, no, I'm doing this from my heart.
Wow. I'd have been like, it's coming from my heart, but that can also go in my pocket.
Yes. Heart and pocket.
Okay.
And look what it is now.
Wow.
Now he's on like a little tour, and he was like, I can't believe, he was like, I'm just soaking this all in, like I have a full production, full set, and it just feels so good. Like I never would have imagined
and
this.
When it's your time. And D-Nice
has been DJing for years,
but D-Nice was already lit. He was a popular
DJ. He was a known DJ.
DJ,
but this has definitely been elevation.
This, like, took him to the next level.
He's definitely exceeded. I mean, ascended, during the pandemic, yeah. During the pandemic,
every time I say a stitch and I think about Betsy's mama, and I was in the position of ascension.
During the pandemic, he reached 1 million followers. And
I know he got like 100,000 followers in a day.
Yeah.
He DJed. The first time he DJed, he was on Instagram for hours. Instagram Live for 8 hours. That's how long he DJed.
That's how long a full
and
day.
And he got like 200,000 followers in one day. Another 100,000. He was doing it like pretty frequently.
And he still does it.
And that was what I just thought was so sweet. He put that whole concert on Instagram Live. He was like, this is up right now, Instagram Live. We're starting where we're keeping it going from where we started.
Yeah, don't forget us.
The roots.
Yeah.
It was just a great time. And that was the first time that I've been at a concert since the pandemic in 18 months. And it was just such a feeling to be back out there amongst my concert going brothers and sisters. I had a great time.
I had a really good time. I'm glad that I was there.
Yes.
Definitely felt like summer.
Oh, it was a blast.
Love the Hollywood Bowl.
It was a blast. I just can't get over it. It was a good time. I'm sure y'all, if y'all went, had a great time.
Everybody whose story that I saw who was there looked like they had a good time.
But we looked like we were having the best time.
Oh my God.
Why am I like that?
The competition of times. I don't know. Everybody had the fun that they had.
I know, but I just know ours was peak.
You don't know that because theirs could have been peak.
My experience.
That was peak for
me.
You, though.
I know. That's why I
said
I know
ours
was. But
you said, we were better.
That's basically what you said. Let me have my moment. Damn. Just like Ruby Rose.
She was shamed. Thinking that Drake was talking about her. Like, yeah.
Her friends were like, oh. Anywho.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that was the weekend. That was last weekend. This weekend is
we'll have to come back. This weekend is just nothing. Nothing happening.
Tomorrow though, I'm gonna have a few things.
You'll be busy tomorrow.
Tomorrow, going to our own event at SoFi Stadium. I forgot what it's called, but it has something to do with wellness and yoga.
Vibrate higher.
Mm-hmm. And then me and Kayla are going to 10:10.
Oh, nice.
So I'm excited to see the vibes.
Cute.
Yeah.
I'm not doing shit. I'll just be working. Got me working day and night.
Yeah.
But I did tell Andres I want to go to dinner after, so. And maybe I'll be at dinner.
Yeah.
What do we do here?
We do our... Someone asks... Just so y'all know, the new week, new tea portion is done. I don't know if y'all still want us to say new week, new tea when we're talking about our tea, because somebody said y'all didn't say it. But that part was originally reserved for when we talked about like things happening in pop culture, and we're not doing that anymore. So,
but we can say it because it's still a new week and we have new tea because the episode is new tea. So if y'all love it, we can keep saying
it. We can keep saying it, but just know that it will be our tea.
Oh, you mean like before? Like when we talk about the weekend, they want us to say it?
That's when we would have to say it. It wouldn't fit anywhere else.
Okay. Well, we got y'all next week on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we need you all to continue to do is leave your ratings and your reviews. I think we had 1840.
That sounds about right. And we're creeping up on the end of the year, y'all. We need
that 2,000.
We're creeping
up on the end of the year, and we have a goal of 2,000 that we are trying to reach. So... please keep coming through, leaving your ratings in the reviews.
It's
They're really
important
for the show. We're not just telling you to leave them because we like to read them, although we love reading them.
1842 is right.
We need you all to leave them so that they help the show.
When we get to 1942, shots will be taken.
Of 1942?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so funny. Okay, so this one comes, the review of the week comes from JVX. She says, my favorite podcast. I'm so grateful for this podcast. I just turned 21, so I'm trying to find ways to maneuver through life as a young adult. This wasn't the one I was going to read, but she gets hers read too. As a young adult, and I feel that this podcast has helped me in so many ways. I appreciate the honesty and the vulnerability in every episode. Thank you for this.
Wow.
Thank you, Jay. The next one, we have two this week,
super.
Comes from Jernessa. She says, thank you. Thank you, ladies, for being unapologetically you and just providing so much insight and realness. To know vulnerability is power. And as you ladies show vulnerability in certain episodes, brings me so much courage and inspiration to be authentically me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for being young baddies listening to this show. I love a young 21-year-old.
I wish I was 21 and listening. I probably would be
way far ahead.
In a different place.
But you're where you're supposed to be. And you know what? We couldn't be 21 listening to this show because we had to be 25 creating it for y'all. Okay.
Is that how old we were? Wow.
20.
We were only 25.
Maybe 26 going on 27. Mm-hmm. Maybe just turned 27.
That makes me feel older.
28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33.
No, but definitely this show has held me accountable.
We had just turned 27. That's how old we were. We had just turned 27 a few months.
Okay.
26. Well. But anyway, yeah. Shit, I could have been 27, 21 listening. Had to be 27 creating.
I'm just saying that if there was someone who was 21 when we were 21 that we could have listened to.
Yes, I agree.
That
but I'm
been
glad
great.
That we are here
but
for y'all.
But we're here for the current 21-year-olds and others. So thank you
and
for the
reviews. And now we all aunties.
Right.
And the big sisters.
Yeah.
Yes, thank y'all for rating and reviewing. Please don't stop. We have a goal to reach. Do your part. You can also join us over on Patreon. We have a goal to reach over there. We need big bags. Big bands busting out the Bentley.
Yes,
band,
if you
Tango.
Are a fan of the show, Patreon definitely is a way to say thank you because it helps us in a monetary way. That is our main way of receiving income.
That's the main way of keeping this light here on.
To sustain the podcast, we need coins. It's not free to run the show. Mm-mm. So over on Patreon, in exchange for your coins, we give you a little something, something, a lot of something, something, RT. To be quite honest. We give our life. We give our life stories. We do bonus episodes related to the series. We do affirmations, audio affirmations. Playlist. If you like the affirmations, you'll love the audio affirmations. We do playlist, journal prompts.
Just a lot of things. And like Brittany said, if you want to hear her treacherous story of what happened to her this weekend, this week, you will definitely want to sign
up. Get on over there, because I'm telling it all, baby. Get over there. Run. Do not fucking walk, because I got a vent.
She has.
And too. There may be some new things that play out to add to the story, but the main story is enough.
So to it's show juicy. Our appreciation for our patrons, we want to shout y'all out. Who are our patrons this week?
This week we have, let me pull them up, new patrons. Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Mia.
Hey, Mia.
And Genesis.
Hey, Genesis. Come on. Welcome to the gang, girl, the beginning. Okay, we're taking it back to the beginning.
Yes.
On the asses.
Yes, yes.
Thank
yes,
y'all
yes,
for yes, being yes, here. Yes. We really appreciate you.
We do.
So, last week's episode, right? Because mm-hmm. that's where we are now.
That's where we're at.
We are still in our friendship series, y'all. We're going strong. Last week, we talked about friendship, PTSD. It's real. This is basically the experience that you have after a friend has ghosted you or a friendship ends traumatically, and you just feel like there's a wall up that you cannot go on, that you feel like, I'm jaded, I'm closed off, and you are afraid to build friendships again.
Yeah.
This happens. We actually were pretty chatty this week on Instagram with chatting about gas being gaslit and if you've ever experienced friendship PTSD. And we noticed that a lot of you all have. It's pretty common. We're all going through things with these friends. Why can't they keep their shit together?
Yeah, it happens. But it does. It's real, but there are some tools to help you navigate. Mm-hmm. If you are or have experienced PTSD, or to prepare you just in case you run up against it in the future, because bitch, it's real. These bitches are crazy.
Yes. So if you haven't already listened, go back. There's some gems in there, like all of the episodes. Come on. What do you think we're doing here?
Right.
Besides providing gems. Listen to it.
As someone who has struggled with hormonal acne, I've tried every cleanser and cream there is. Nothing was working. I wanted more for my skin. I was so tired of the struggle. Luckily, there's Apostrophe, and I'm so excited to partner with them. Let me tell y'all a little bit about Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. And let me tell you something. Oral meds are all the rage. Once I started taking oral meds, my hormonal acne was finally controlled. It's so nice that Apostrophe provides that option for those of us that have struggled with the over-the-counter products.
Apostrophe connected us with board-certified dermatologists who created personalized treatment plans for our unique skin. I love a personalized touch. It hits different. We took their easy online quiz where we answered questions about our skin goals. Then we snapped a few selfies to show the dermatologist what we were working with. And from there, our special treatment plans were created.
And I know that they give you what you need, because when I took the quiz, they asked if we were taking any meds, and I mentioned that I was on the spironolactone, which, ladies, that definitely helped me. So answer the questions truthfully. But now that I've cleared up the acne and I'm just focusing on dark marks, they provide me the perfect product, which is hydroquinone, and then sunscreen, because that's very important to wear when you're using that product.
I love that. You're going to be glowing all year long. We absolutely love that licensed dermatologists took the time to consider our skincare needs, like Brittany mentioned, and customize regimens for us, all from the comfort of our own home. It does not get any better than this. The convenience of Apostrophe is unmatched.
Apostrophe does more than treat acne. Their products can also help you hit your other skincare goals like redness, wrinkles, and hyperpigmentation.
Yes.
So ladies, tap in with Apostrophe. Get your skin right. We have a special deal for our homegirls. Save $15 off your first visit with the board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/BGB when you use our code BGB. And this code is only available to our girls.
Just ours, okay? To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/BGB and click begin visit. Then use our code BGB at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe, apostrophe.com/BGB. Use that code BGB to get your dermatology visit and save $15. We thank Apostrophe so much for sponsoring the podcast. This week, we are talking about the phases of friendship.
Yep.
We're keeping on, keeping on. And we know that friendships have cycles, right?
They do.
We make friends in certain grade or age, and then we kind of progress. And friendships don't stay the same because we're constantly evolving. We're constantly growing. And it's essential that we understand the differences so that we can continue to move through them with grace.
Yeah. And it's kind of liberating because sometimes people feel a little bad about outgrowing certain friendships. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Why was that? Why am I not able to keep this friendship? But it's natural because people change and we go through these different phases. And sometimes the friend who was your friend in adolescence might not make it to be a friend in adulthood or senior.
And it's okay.
Seniorhood.
Nigga, the real, the post-adult.
I know.
Damn. Yeah. But we gonna be together.
Sticking beside you.
Wheelchair. I hope we ain't no wheelchair, no walkers and shit.
I hope. Well, if we get there, I hope we're in it together. You know, that's very sad when you get older
and your friends die. Yeah. Yeah. It happens. It happens. Take us together, Lord.
The rapture.
We want to go really old, but still functioning.
Oh, my God.
I want to go like 90 or something. I want to know I lived a good long life and I can leave here in peace.
The 90?
Bitch, don't. Yes. 95.
My great grandma, I think, was 90 something. So
really, 90 seems too early.
No, it doesn't.
For me, it does. I see 90-year-olds. I see 90-year-olds who's still walking on a treadmill, bitch. If you could walk miles on a treadmill, I ain't ready to go. If I'm cooking, eating, cleaning,
I know. But the thing is, keep in mind that the older you get, you're not going to be with your whole family, bitch. It'll be just you.
No, it'll be you, and then you will be the matriarch. You will have your kids and your grandkids. You'll have something to live for. Don't take me, Lord. 95. Let me cross over that threshold, and then I can go meet you. Then I'll be at your feet.
Anyway.
King's feet.
Okay, so there is a TED Talk by Lydia Denworth, who is a biologist, who talked about the biology and the evolution of friendship. Mm-hmm. So if you want to watch that, watch The Science of Friendship. It's a TED Talk. We'll link it.
Wow, we used to really be into TED Talks too. Remember? Yeah. Getting back into it. Very
informative. It was the exploration, the bag of exploration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We learned a lot.
Yeah. So basically what Lydia told us was that science suggests we invest in relationships in a way that delivers strong bonds, mm-hmm. regardless of the amount of time you've known each other. That's how we get in. We start linking up with people and then we are fully invested.
Yeah.
We are fully invested, dived in, both feet in, hands, nose, head.
Yeah. She also let us know that friendships are strong forces in our lives and that we should be, like you mentioned, fully invested. But friendship is really that energy behind how we move forward.
Yeah.
It's like family, friends, bitch. And then everything else kind of.
That's why I try to stress the importance of friendship, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it is important. And a lot of times friendships are looked at as not as valuable and important as they are.
And not essential.
Yeah. Especially over love relationships. A lot of the times people get into relationships and they're just like friends. Like,
I know.
I don't need friends or I don't have to prioritize.
And I think once you realize that like friendships are that main support for you. Like it's your backup. It's not your lifeline, but okay. Like when you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, there are three lifelines. Yeah.
Call a friend.
Period.
Eliminate.
Period.
I don't remember the third one.
Ask the audience.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I feel like there's something else. But at the end of the day, if life was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you have three lifelines. Mm-hmm. The friends, the family, the money. I'm going to put four in there. Religion or spirituality or God. No particular order. Put them however you want. But they out there.
Yeah.
You need them. You need friends. This is your support system. And anybody who feels like they don't is tripping. You honestly don't have much support if you don't have any friends. Unless you got a banging ass family. But even then, people with a lot of cousins and shit, they be seeing those fit cousins as friends.
And then that's when it's like, my cousin slept with my man.
I didn't like that.
No, I'm
like
just
that.
Saying. Like you're that. Like, okay, what was happening? The cousin
What's
Faye.
That cousin Faye? Yeah, Faye.
The cousin
Dirty
Faye.
Dirty bitch.
But yeah, there should be a variety. Mm-hmm. Like family definitely serves this person. Then there can be some crossover. Like yeah. Even your significant other is considered a friend. That's always beautiful.
And your family.
Right. And friends are feel like family too when you're really ganging. But definitely you need friends. Like people, we need friends. Mm-hmm. And I saw a couple of tweets a little while ago that were like, there was this thing going around that was like, I love the friendships where we don't got to talk all the time. And
we never miss a beat type vibe.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, I get it. Like there are certain friends like that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that that scenario has been presented, or the way that I've been perceiving it at least, is like people are like, we don't got to talk. Like we don't. Like, basically, like, you don't have to invest anything into a friendship. You should talk. You should hang out. Like, it, of course, the frequency will change depending on the phase of life that you're in. But there should be some intentionality put in to fostering the friendship. Mm-hmm. And I don't like when people make it seem like someone's high maintenance because they have expectations for a friend. Our relationship should have some form of expectation. That's just how relationships work. There should be expectations.
Yeah. And I feel like, to your point, when you're in these different phases of the relationship, that's kind of like allowing grace, right? Like maybe we don't talk every day because your life is different from mine. But I feel like when there's those certain type of people who try to use that as the escape, right? Like, oh, we don't got to talk every all the time, but you know, I love you, girl. Like,
right.
No, invest. Act like you want to be here.
Right. You have to nurture the relationships. Yes. All relationships require you to nurture them. So the nurturing in a romantic relationship is no different. I mean, it's a different, but
yeah.
The same type of effort has to be exerted.
And you have to give all your relationships the same amount of time and worthiness and appreciation and gratitude. Like y'all, this is just rule number one for friendship outside of the trust and everything else. But this is also up there. Don't put your friends on the back burner for your lovers.
No.
Don't do it. I don't even feel like there's a competition. Like there's a room and a place for friends and there's room and a place or time for lovers. That's it. But when you try to choose up and make it where it's like you can only be with your man, you can only be with your homegirls, then you get fucked from the front and the back. Don't do that. And if you get in a relationship where somebody makes you want to choose or makes you feel like you have to choose, get out.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Get out. If they're keeping you from your friends, that's not cool. And you know what? I feel like sooner than later, you're going to look back and realize, damn, I made a fucked up decision.
I think if somebody, like a significant other, is trying to keep you away from your friends, that might be a controlling tactic. Like, why you don't want me to have no friends? And that wouldn't work for me. I'm a person who's very autonomous. Mm-hmm. And I can never see myself putting my all into just my significant other. Like, you're cool, I love you, I like you, but damn, can I do something else? Like,
dead.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I have friends that I want to hang out with.
Yeah.
Honestly, sometimes I might need to
hang out with my friends more.
The nigga more.
Hang out with your nigga more?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Me.
Wait, you want to hang out with him more than your friends?
I'm saying the balance of hanging out with the nigga more, because if I have plans with my friends, I can't see myself canceling them.
That rarely happens for me either. I think there just has to be a healthy balance, whatever it looks like for you. You know, figure it out, but don't let your friends, especially your lifelong friends or your longtime friends, slip to the wayside because you get involved with somebody. That's just bogus and crazy as hell.
Right.
I don't get it. I've never been the type. I'm very inclusive. I'm like, girl, come. This is where we going. Or I just be with my boo-boo sometimes, but I be with my homegirls too.
Right.
I like to do them both.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Dead. You can do them all, but there still should be separation. Like, I don't always want to hang out with you and your nigga.
Of course.
Sometimes you just want to hang out with the friends.
Of course.
So let's talk about how friendships change over the lifespan.
Let's get it.
So early childhood, In our early childhood, we need these friends to play with. These are our friends who are accessible, the neighborhood.
This is like your proximity friends.
Yeah.
Y'all become friends because everybody live on the same block.
Maybe even like the cousins. Like, that's how you become friends with your family members, mm-hmm. because it's like, we're family.
Yeah.
We're always in the same locations.
We are family.
That's my grandma, one of my grandma's favorite songs.
Love it. I got all my sisters with me.
Yeah. So, like, during these years, we need friends who will accept us, let us hang out with them at school, play tetherball.
Period.
We got the same lunch.
Yeah,
we're in the same class.
There's not too many same, like, morals and values. You don't even have no morals and values.
No, you're making friends solely based off of proximity.
Are you friends?
Like, you're in my apartment complex or you live on my street.
The apartment complex is so funny, yeah.
Yeah.
This is true. Do you still have a friend? Are you still friends with anybody from your early childhood? Somebody you like?
Not elementary. No. What is early childhood? Like middle school? Yeah, Kayla.
Like maybe a little bit before
we met
that.
In middle school.
That's kind of like late adolescence. But
No. Outside of that, no.
Elementary.
I don't even remember what half them people look like. I do know some of my friends, we went from elementary mm-hmm. in the same high school. So like we're friends on social media, but we don't hang out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Job.
Yeah, Jop has been my friend from early childhood. We knew each other since fourth grade.
Yeah.
And we're best friends in sixth grade. And my first...
Tiffany
is also... Yeah.
But you also live in the same city. I mean, you've grown up here. You never moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tiffany is one. But I'm like not gang with him, but I still am,
yeah.
You know, frequent communication. And my first boyfriend, Wayne. Oh.
The fifth grade boyfriend?
Fourth.
Put some respect on it. That makes it crazier. That makes it crazier.
Put some respect on it. It's not crazy. I've always been a lover.
Yeah.
And I've always been a long-termer. Long-termer, yeah. But we were in the same class. And then he lived around the corner from my house.
You
he
told
would ride
us.
His
you
scooter.
Told us.
He would ride his scooter to my house, y'all.
Yeah, there's some people that I know, but we're like social media friends.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Kayla is like my close friend that I've known since early childhood.
So that's late adolescence. So we also make friends in late adolescence, which is like, you know, where we end up needing friends to think like us, dress like us, somebody we connect with. We're establishing our identity when we're having struggles and challenges. It needs to be like, oh, I feel you. Like, girl, I got my period, or I like this boy.
Right, or they want to do the things you want to do.
Yeah, you know, hang out, gang, gang.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this: you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now, let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
That's Morgan. I'm new Morgan. And early, oh, that is my friend.
I thought you had a Morgan. Morgan.
But, yeah.
Yes.
I met Morgan when I was in the fifth grade.
Okay, good. Yeah. Early childhood vibes.
Or
so
six.
Kayla's more of your, like, late adolescence friends.
Yeah.
And what about her? Like, what is it, Ashley? Or
they've known each other since elementary.
I'm talking about you, though. You met them around the same time?
Oh, Ashley. I met Ashley after high school.
Oh, okay.
The last year of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is probably where you start meeting a lot of friends and maybe people that you still are in communication with, people you grew up with, go to high school. These are like your middle school, high school friends. Y'all kicking it. Maybe you're in school activities together or city activities like popcorn or shit.
Cheerleading.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not too cool with anybody that I was like really gang with in late adolescence that I'm still friends with to this day. Like really, it's social media vibes. It's not nobody that I keep in touch with. I just see them peripherally, but I'm not friends with them.
I have Kayla, Crystal.
Oh, actually, Ashley. I do.
Chanel.
I mean, there's a few people.
Yeah.
But not crazy, not a crazy amount. Because, child, we be growing.
I know. And these are the people that probably, like, they're your friends, but you don't talk to them all the time. But, you know, like,
it's still love.
That was such a pivotal point in our lives that there's some of that
love. Yeah, that keeps you together.
Exactly.
The foundation, the strong foundation, the base.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because those years feel like, wow, when you're going through
you
them.
You learn so much about yourself.
Yeah, when you're going through them, it's like, what are we doing here?
And you have some wild stories, you know, growing up, being wild together.
Yeah.
Getting in trouble. You do all those things together.
Right.
20s are like that too, baby.
Yeah.
Tell the story. Tell us about the 20s and the 30s.
So the 20s and the 30s, this is when we're finding our way into adulthood and figuring out our identity. So we have to have diverse groups of friends, right? Different social groups. This is, I feel like, when you have the most different kind of friends or short-lived friendships. Like, she was my close-ass friend for a year, 2 years. And I had another one who was my close-ass friend for, you know, like, we're really trying to figure out, who am I really?
Yeah.
Like, who do I really mesh with?
And I think because you have this was like a really big transition, because you're going from some sort of like college or...
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing into that space after college where you are entering the workforce, you're meeting your coworkers. Sometimes those friendships turn into something. Mm-hmm. You're doing more, I don't want to say adult-like activities, but you're participating in activities like going to the gym, maybe deciding if you want to do yoga and different things like that, and building friendships around these different areas of your life as opposed to just going home and going to school.
Yeah, and this is when we met. And these are some of the friends that really, like, this is where you make some lifelong friendships. A lot of people's college friends end up being their lifelong friends.
Yes.
That helps carry you through all the other phases, because it's like you have a firmer understanding of who you are.
Yeah.
And you know the type of vibe that you would want in a friend. You know what you like, what you don't like. So after you go through like the early part of your 20s, like where you're weeding people out, and sometimes in your 30s, people got to get cut
again. You got to do another cut.
But yeah, I remember like in my early 20s, I had a bunch like of different, close friend. You're my close friend. And then like, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, same.
And not necessarily no smoke. It's just, we're not besties.
Really,
it was
aligned.
Like, you know, phase besties.
Yeah.
Phases of what, bestie phases?
Yeah, I feel like you do have that a lot in college and like those early 20s. Like, girl, we are so close.
Like, you're always together. The two peas, one pod.
Yeah.
And then you get in another pod.
You get out that pot and jump in another one. Y'all always at the club together. Y'all always doing the day parties. Mm-hmm. Y'all functioning. Yeah, I had a friend like that.
Yeah, I had a few.
Same.
I feel like I had like two or three of those. Maybe two.
I feel like I had one. Yeah, you just doing all type of shit. I was raving a lot, doing some shit with a small group here.
Yeah.
Then doing this with another group, then doing that with another group. You have your little pockets. But I will say that my friends that I have now, who like, if I want to call up and do something, some adult shit, they are people that I've all met in college. Like my sorors, who have just become my friends just because we're compatible and aligned. And then, of course, you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's potential to even in these early 30s meet some really nice women who we can, you know, foster.
And the same type of
build a different type of connection with too. I feel like my mom does that pretty well.
Right.
Like, she has this evolving sort of friend group. Like, she has people who she's known for a really long time, but she's been making friends, like, even in her 40s and 50s. Like
my mom, too.
Yeah, like, they go to work. My mom will go to work. She'll meet somebody cool or somebody at the gym, and they just connect. And she is, you know what? She's really good at this. She's good with extending and having people over and intermingling the friend group and then it turning into something else. So she's been really good with, like, kind of growing her friend group as it grows. You know, watching The Suite Life. Mm-hmm. To be 25 again is one thing. Right. To be 25, wow. But then I also thought about them taking 23 people or 24 people on a vacation.
Oh, to Mexico?
I said I could never. Bringing all them people together, all those different types.
Oh, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't.
And there was issues. All those people from different phases of her life.
But they were young.
I mean... But in the time, if you think about it, she was trying to mix her adolescent friends or her early childhood friends
with her current.
With the current friends that she's establishing in this new phase of her life, which is like early to mid-20s, where she has a different identity. And her friend, Candace, just wild.
She was cutting up. But there are some people from different phases of life that you can intermingle with all friends. Like,
of course.
It takes a certain type of friend, though. Like, if you're completely different and it's like, we're different, but we're still cool. You should know who to bring around and who to keep separate.
I know, but she just had everybody together. Had everybody. And I said, that could never work for me. That could never work for me. Too much.
I feel like I'm a mutable friend. I can be, I'm the friend that.
You're like Amanda, huh? Like Amanda in The Suite Life? She was like, girl, I'm not tripping.
No, I'm like, I'm the friend. Well, maybe, but I was thinking of it in the sense that I can be cross mingle with my friends, other friends. Mm-hmm. You know, some people you can't. It's like,
yeah,
or she acting funny, or she possessive, or you know, certain people you just like can't.
Yeah, definitely.
But I like make friends with my friends.
You do. You do that. You do that well. I feel like I'm pretty mutable too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, okay, I'm for like everybody having a good time. And I'm possessive in a different type of way. But if I know that people have already been friends with you, then I feel like we're all possessive.
We're all friends.
We're all together.
I like us to all be able to just hang out and have a good time.
Period.
Especially like certain things that we all can do together.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So next phase is the motherhood phase, y'all. Now, okay. We ain't quite there
haven't
yet.
Haven't entered it.
We ain't quite there yet. I'm still mothering these niggas. But I'm just kidding. I'm not mothering my dog. But for y'all out there who are in the motherhood phase, this is where you need friends who are around when you bring a baby in the mix, right? Somebody who you could talk about all the little baby shit y'all want to talk about. So like,
there's a lot of mommy group friends.
Yeah, like, oh my God, they took their first step, or oh my God, they're eating solid food now. Right,
like, how are you transitioning your baby? Play dates.
All
like,
that kind of stuff. Talking about
Kayla
preschool.
Kayla definitely has mommy friends.
Yeah. And this is good. I think get you a group, because I can't always relate. And I can't relate at all, honestly, when it comes to like solid foods and
oh my God,
whatever y'all be, you know, the things that y'all talk about as moms. Yeah. It's really important. And I think it's also good to have other friends who are moms, because the transition from motherhood or from non-motherhood into motherhood is, I'm pretty sure, a lot, especially when you only have friends who are not parents. Get you some friends who have kids.
It's important. It's essential. You need that.
Gosh, because then you're going to be resentful when your homegirls who don't have no kids keep going out and doing things and not inviting you, or you can't go for whatever reason because y'all lives are so starkly different.
I really hope the Lord says the same on our journey. I don't know what he's doing with me, but we need to have kids within a year of each other.
We will.
That's a good, you know, the kids can be a year apart and they can still be friends. They can be a year apart and they can still be friends.
They can even be 2 years apart and be friends.
Let's just do one.
I'm fine with one. I agree. Let's do it, Lord. You hear our cries. We put it on the altar.
I saw these two best friends that were pregnant at the same time. Like, one got pregnant.
I seen a group of friends that are like that too. Two friends. Both of their kids.
They were like 3 months apart.
The same. We probably seen the same damn people. One had a boy, one had a girl.
Yeah.
We seen the same people, girl. Same. I know these people from growing up.
Oh, no, not them. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No.
I know these people.
They weren't from here.
Oh, okay.
It was actually Bree from Spike Spin and her best friend.
Really?
Her and her bestie. They had babies like very close to each other, and they have a podcast now called Something About Motherhood.
Okay, very
but
cute.
But I'm like,
very
we can cute. Definitely transition this podcast into talking about all things motherhood.
That'd be
bravado
very cute.
Moms.
That'd be but, cute. I would love that for us, honestly, truly. I would absolutely adore it.
Right.
It would only be right. But the two people that I'm talking about, one got pregnant, one was like 6 months pregnant, and the other one got pregnant right after. Mm-hmm. Like four or five months. Mm-hmm. One had a girl, one had a son, and then the other one now is, I think.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Their whole journey's aligned, right? Like the engagement, the marriage.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
both have
beautiful.
Son. I think they both have a son, and one girl has two sons, and the one girl has two.
Yeah, you told me about them.
Yeah, and their kids are like damn near the same. Perfect. Pop, 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 pop. Even the second pregnancy, bitch. What? That's
the second one too.
That's what I'm telling you. Yes.
Oh my god.
The first pregnancy, their kids are like 3 or 4 months apart, and the second pregnancy, they're also like 2 to 4 months apart.
Do they have a pact?
I don't know, but whatever they did, I need to do it. What do we got to do? Blood sisters, remember blood sisters, remember spiking yourself and becoming blood sisters?
I'm going to have to be on a fast track.
You remember blood sisters?
Yeah.
Putting a little blood in, mixing it up.
The Lord going to have to put me on a fast track.
Or maybe I'm just on a slower track. You never know. You never. Listen. I already told my boo-boo.
Listen,
no ring
just
on
align them. Just align the tracks, Lord. Just align the track. No ring on finger.
Whatever they say.
No belly, no baby and belly.
The we need to be running side by side, same track. Shikari. And somebody else. Shikari. Put us together, Lord. Okay. We need to be running together. Running
seriously.
This race together. Yeah, it's hard. That motherhood one is tough.
Because I will, but I don't want to have to.
What don't you want to do?
I'm trying to think about who would be my mommy friend. Like, you need to have people who are.
It would be me.
I'm saying if we weren't on the same track.
At that point, you would just transition to godmother. Your baby half the time. Her baby half the time. Seriously. I don't think.
Oh, shit.
Honestly, by the time I get ready to have a kid, whenever the Lord says it, we will probably be at the point where we're slowing down a little bit. We ain't going to be in the streets like forever.
Of course not.
Right. So it would be like. You would still be my friend, okay?
Now we're trying to figure. You will still be mine.
And I will still be yours, and we would transition together. You want to be like my doula or something?
I could provide the midwife services all day. That ain't no problem.
Good, because I think they're like massaging and easing the back and all of that.
Yeah,
rub butter on me or whatever I need. You know, something to make me feel special. Right. And I'm bringing this goddamn child earthside. Oh, ooh, Lord, man. Take me. That's
that ain't nothing. That ain't nothing to play with. I'm definitely going to need support because I'm going to be traumatic.
Yeah, you are. You are really going to be traumatic. Oh, Lord. I will braid your hair. We will get you some braids. Brittany is already.
I can't
already
get the braids during labor. They have
no,
to already be in my
they
head.
Have to be-
I can't take that. The what? Double up of pain.
Why would you be getting braids?
Because sometimes they come.
No, they do like your hair pulling back if you don't already have knotless or singles.
Okay.
You will have your appointment scheduled a week before.
Two. Give me a month or three.
Not a week because you
I need
to wear them
fresh.
You got to wear them throughout that first couple
right,
weeks
right,
of
right, right,
being
right,
back
right,
home
right,
with
right,
the
right,
child.
Right, right. Okay, so then we have our full-on adult relationships. So these are the relationships that there's no BS. We're here. We know that we're aligned. We're aligned with our core values, morals.
We don't have no time to waste on superficial friendships.
No
we
superficial
see
friendships. Like,
we
you know, back in our 20s and 30s, we were having friendships to serve certain purposes. But these are some real solid individuals. You may notice that you don't have as many friends as you used to have.
Yes.
The group may dwindle down a little bit, but you know they're solid as a rock.
Come on.
They're solid as a rock. These are some friendships that you take into the grave.
Speaking of the grave, we have our older adulthood friends. Speaking of the grave, we had have our older adulthood friends. Now, these ones, we know as you get older, the friend groups shrink smaller and smaller because people are going on to glory. They're transitioning to the other side. Mm. And, you know, maybe they're just not in a space where they can talk or communicate as frequently because of health and just getting older and life happening.
Yeah.
And this is where we really have our core little friends, the few friends we have to help us fight through any like old age depression or just getting older. And yeah, these are the ones that are going to really go to the grave with us.
somebody's going first.
Yeah. How easy is it for you to make friends?
I think I'm a friendly person, so it could be easy. I'm just not always open and receptive to, like, going out there making new friends. But I'm very friendly. I'm very personable. I'm very welcoming. If somebody wants to be my friend, you know, that's another thing.
What?
If I don't feel like we vibe, if I don't get the vibe, it's hard for me to let somebody be my friend.
That's normal, though. If you got a vibe, you got to have, it has to be a mutual vibe.
I know, but I'm not good at, like, letting the vibe build, you know?
I mean, there has to be an initial spark. I think I'm good at attracting friends. Like, people come, mm-hmm. and it's like a mutual attraction. It's like, oh, we can be friends.
Yeah.
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 I'm pretty open to new possibilities, like if something presents itself, even if it doesn't turn into like a full-fledged, yeah. like, you know, major thing.
Yeah, I think you're good with that, like hanging out with people who, like, if you don't normally hang out with them, you'll still go hang out and do something with them, and I will not do that.
I definitely will,
because I will, like, make an excuse as to why I can't go.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not like that. I like hanging out with people if they're cool.
I know. See, and that's the thing.
Like, I'm not gonna just hang out with any and everybody,
but I know, I don't know if I have like a super high expectation for cool.
What do you mean? Like, what do you want them to be?
No, that's what I'm saying. I just feel like maybe I'm expecting us to have a spark, like a real spark, not just be like, oh, that was cool.
I mean, no.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I feel like maybe my expectation for like cool and like us vibing is kind of high, because I want it to be like effortless and fun and funny. And maybe I got to stop comparing all these interactions.
It'd be fun and funny, though. Like, it, I feel like it doesn't have to be like some spark where it's just like, oh my God, I just feel like you are, like, bestie energy, mm-hmm. to like hang out. It's just like, oh, it's a good time. You're a good time, good conversation. And then we don't got to do it frequently, but it was fun for today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard for me. Mm. I'd be like, I need somebody there to like balance it out so that all the pressure ain't on me. Mm. Like, you know, I'm like, who else?
Maybe
is coming?
I have to take some of that off of it, because it shouldn't be pressure.
Right. That's what
it's just like existing.
I know, I just don't like it. But I think that I am personable and easy to be friends with. And if they come up to me and they want to vibe and it's a vibe, then yeah, let's vibe.
But you just said you're not going to hang out with them.
No, I know.
So what are you?
Because this is the thing. This is the thing. If it's a vibe and I'm really, really feeling it, then I'm cool with it. But it's, and I'm, you know how nice I am. Come on, come on.
You just want everybody, you always want to put emphasis, I'm so nice.
Okay. I am. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's easy for people to come towards me, but I'm not always eager to, it's just hard. I'd be like, oh, what is going to be like? I hope it's like, I don't know. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What?
Nothing.
Yeah. I think it could be that way sometimes, but it's okay. I'm
hard
trying
to hang out with new people.
Hard to, yeah. Yeah, kind of. And probably because I be in my head a lot about, like, what are we going to talk about? Mm.
The full agenda.
Yeah, I'm like, what you want to talk about? You already know. I said this on the previous pod. I'm like, why are they texting me? Mm-hmm. I already be thinking about that, like, what they want to say. Mm-hmm. What could they possibly say? So, has making friends for you ever been a challenge? Since you say people gravitate to you. Do you gravitate to people?
Sometimes, yeah, I have. Like, I think it's like a mutual gravitation. It's like, oh, you know, when you're just talking to people and you notice that you have a lot in common, and you're like, oh, we should hang out. Like, and then it just gets extended from there. Mm. I don't feel like it's ever been a challenge. I've never felt like I didn't have a friend.
Got it.
And I've been in a lot of situations where I've been in new environments that require a friend, or they don't require a friend, but like, you know, you move, you mm-hmm. start like a club or join something, mm-hmm. and I've been able to make like friends easily in those situations. Like, okay, I decided I'm going to be in a fashion show. Oh, I made a friend here, and now we're friends, and then we like hang out outside of that, mm-hmm. or at work. That's an easier way to make friends, but I made like friends like that. It hasn't been a challenge though.
Good. Yeah. I think you've had experience with that because of moving and doing some new things.
Yeah, like I've been to a lot of different schools.
Yeah.
So each time I went, like moved and went to a different school, like I meet people. Mm-hmm. And when I say that people be gravitating to me, they do. Like one day Like, I was at a school, and I was just like, I didn't have friends yet. So I was just sitting outside, and I was eating my lunch. But I wasn't like, I was out like where everybody be, but I wasn't with nobody. I was by myself. And then I was sitting there every day just doing my thing. And then these girls came up to me and they were like, you look so cool. Like, we see you all the time. You be by yourself. You should come eat with us. Or do you want to be in this with us? I'm like, sure. I have some friends now. And it was cool.
Yeah. That happens, especially when you knew mind your own goddamn business. I think that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing. But, you know, I can say that even dating back to high school, I've always gone to the same school. I went to the same elementary for a long time, same friends. I went to the same high school, majority of high school. I left in senior year. Mom, I killed my mom for that.
Me too. I left too. I left in junior year, but I came back in senior.
I left the second half of junior year, which it was damn near over, killed me. But I can think back to that time when we went, my sister and I started a new school. And this is how I feel like I say I have pressure. I put a lot of pressure on people. Like, I have this expectation of what I want the friendship to be, or what I want it to feel like, because my sister and I, we did not like those people there. We did not. There was like a handful of blacks, and like basically all the black people kicked it together. My sister and I were new to the school, so they was trying to recruit us, right? But they were not the kind of people that I just did not vibe with them. I didn't like them. I was like, mm-mm. They were like, y'all could come. That's what I'm saying.
That happened
my sister
to me too.
And I, we were eating together by ourselves, enjoying one another's company, because we like to be together. And they were like, oh yeah, y'all should come over here, hang with us. And I was like, thanks, but no thanks. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I did not hang out with them. And that happened in senior year too. I was sitting alone and somebody came up and they were like, yeah, let's. I was like, not my kind of person. Now I can feel that you're not my kind of person. We're not. And then when somebody did come up that I like, I said, okay, I will go. I will go with you. Mm-mm.
That happened to me when I moved to Stockton. When we moved to Stockton, I was in the 11th grade. And I was adamant about returning to my original school. I'm like, I'm not going to get comfortable here because I don't plan on staying.
Period.
And I don't want it to look like I'm having a great time. I need to keep this image up that I do not have any friends to help my story.
Yeah.
And so a part of that school, we had to like get one of the programs or classes. What was like, you can get buzzed off to do like banking or fashion design or whatever. They take all the kids to a little JC and you do that little extra course. So I did that, and you know, all the black kids sit on the back of the bus. I didn't have any friends, but I'm still sitting in the back of the bus because this is my people. You know, we're not friends, but I'm still going to the back of the bus like I normally would. So of course they were trying to, you know, be friends, recruit, da 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 da, the recruit. But I was No, I am not. I don't want to go to the football games. Nope, none of that. And even during lunch, I was sitting in the yearbook class eating my lunch.
Same. We were by ourselves, shaded.
I was like, I cannot make friends here. And that helped me with my case. I said, Mom, I have no
but
friends.
But did you want to make, were you trying to be resistant just to prove the case and you really wanted to like hang out? Or you really just wanted not want to make?
I didn't want nothing. I just didn't want to get comfortable there. I was set in my mind that this is not the vibe. I'm like, Mom, I have no friends. I'm eating lunch
alone by choice.
And I need to go back. You're like, don't ruin my life. Do not ruin my life. And I went back, right back with my friends. I was talking to my friends on the phone.
Same. I talked to Adrian for hours. I was like,
my cell phone bill was $1,000.
Same. My mom was so hurt. She was crying. Why would y'all do this to me?
I'm
like, why'd you do
it
to
me?
Why'd you do it to me? You moved me. Our cell phone bill was $1,500. $1,500 for me and Wook's phone, because we had been, I was talking on the phone during the daytime, and you know, nighttime minutes didn't start until 7.
Exactly.
At the time I started 7.
Exactly.
I was on the phone at lunch during every free
me
period.
Me too, during every lunch on my walk home, which was 40 minutes damn near. I was on that phone.
And it sucked because the schools in Rancho started like 2 weeks before the schools in Lakewood. So that's why I was talking to my girl every lunch period. I'm like, girl, what you doing? Because these blacks trying to be friends with me and I'm not for
that. Was me. I was on the phone and they like, you always on that phone. I'm like,
what? So what about it?
I am. And
yeah,
who's gonna check me?
Yes.
So what do you feel like are some lessons that you've learned about friendship through your years? A few lessons.
be the friend that you wish to have.
That's the gospel right there.
Be the friend that you wish to have. You know, show up for people the way you want them to show up for you. Be dependable if you want them to be dependable. What else I've learned? I think that's really the big one. I think, and also that when it's not working, it just gotta go. You can't be afraid. As much as it hurts, and I've shared my story about pain and hurt, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
As much as it hurts, sometimes you gotta put yourself first, because the thing about friendships, the same way they can mirror your romantic relationships. Sometimes we stay in them way past the expiration date, and you're not getting what you put into it. You're feeling empty and depleted. And sometimes you gotta just put yourself first and be like, honestly, this is just no longer serving me. I gotta go.
For real.
And it seems dramatic to like break up with your homegirl, but sometimes it can be very silent. When I made the choice, it was quiet. It was silent, you know? I was like, I gotta. I mean, you knew. Wasn't that silent, but for her it was.
Yeah.
And it sucked, but still. So yeah, I think those are the main ones for me. That's what I've learned.
I've definitely learned those same lessons. Mm-hmm. Show up for your friends. Definitely be the friend that you want to have. And if someone's not reciprocating your energy, they gotta go. Because when you're in a friend, you give a lot. Well, the type of friend, excuse me, that I am, I feel like it takes a lot. So I definitely need to be poured back into, because it will not feel
good,
like an equal playing field.
Feels terrible.
So.
Yes. I think that was good.
Yeah.
Always learning, always evolving, always growing. Get you a few people who you can grow with.
And accepting that friendships don't always make it to our next phase. That's okay. Hopefully it served the purpose that it was meant to serve while you guys were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you weren't the same type of friend, or like, you know, the friendship has shifted, doesn't mean you can't be friends. It just looks a little different.
Yeah.
You know, you might have hung out every day in high school, but now I only say happy birthday on Facebook.
That'd be it for me. Happy birthday, BF.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And that's good enough. Sometimes that's good enough.
Right.
So now it's time to pick up your pen. We're dropping a gem.
So this was a gem that a homegirl actually shared with us on Instagram. And it's a like kind of like an affirmation playlist. It's called, it's by Toni Jones, and it's called I See Me Mantras. So she's basically like laying out affirmations on a track. So it's like some good beats.
But sort of like Sheila with the meditation mixtape. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good. I highly recommend, 10 out of 10 recommend. The energy budget one's one of my faves.
Where can they find this?
You can find it on Spotify. That's where I listen. Toni Jones, T-O-N-I Jones, and it's called I See Me Mantras.
There it is.
Yeah.
I think that's it this week.
That's it for this week. If you liking what you're hearing, share it.
Please. Be our friend.
Yeah, let us know.
Share it.
And we will chat with y'all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.